This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A large crowd turned out Saturday for the official naming of the Waccamaw Suwan Bridge over US 74 at East Columbus High School. Old Lake Road connects the town of Lake Waccamaw and Buckhead and has been used by the Waccamaw people for centuries before becoming a road. Representative Brendan Jones spearheaded efforts in Raleigh to have the new bridge named to honor the tribe. A larceny suspect discovered the hard way that he picked the wrong home to mess with on Sunday. Victor Paris, age 27, is being held under no bond on a charge of attempted larceny. 911 received multiple calls about the South Carolina man when he was behaving erratically in the community, and he allegedly threatened to take a vehicle from the home of Whiteville Police Officer Maria Cruz. This occurred just after 8 a.m. He was held until the sheriff's office arrived, and we have much more on this story on our website. An old Lumberton Road man has been charged with child abuse after allegedly beating his daughter with a belt. Michael Preston Smith, age 38, was released on a $1,500 secured bond on two misdemeanor charges of child abuse. Authorities were called after the child was taken to an emergency room by her grandmother. We have more on this story on our website. Waveville police have arrested a suspect in a May 13th armed robbery on Memory Twins Circle. Rafael Gallins, age 26, is being held on a single charge of robbery. He's alleged to have taken $150 from an 80-year-old man. Deputies seized two firearms and a quantity of marijuana from a convicted felon after a foot chase on Sunday. Dester Graham allegedly tried to avoid a checkpoint at Rough and Ready Road and Joe Brown Highway, according to the sheriff's office. He pulled into a nearby driveway and fled on foot from the vehicle, but he was caught a short time later. Deputies found two handguns and a bag loaded with individual packets of marijuana in his vehicle. It's a busy time in Raleigh this week as legislators spar over budget proposals. A House draft of the budget calls for an 8.7% pay increase for teachers, putting starting salaries at $56,500, the highest in the Southeast. The Senate version would require a new teacher to have 4 years in the classroom before meeting that same level, but it does include a significant increase. Master's pay would also be restored for teachers with or who are pursuing postgraduate degrees. Columbus County's Board of Education could be elected in partisan primaries and in the general election next time around. Representative Brendan Jones has sponsored a bill establishing partisan elections for the school board. Terms would remain at 4 years, and as each seat opens, it would be filled through a partisan primary race and general election vote. Monday, May 26th is the Clarkton Community Day Parade. Lineup is at 9 a.m. at the north end of 701 Business. That's at the E.J. Cox plant. The parade starts at 10:30. Arthur Bullock is this year's Grand Marshal. For more information, call 910-840-7241. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Vineland Station in Waveville. The fundraiser supports programs at the county's only Child Advocacy Center. Tickets are $75 per person, $100 for a couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are available. Call 910-646-3083 for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.